It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Thursday, February 10th, 2011. I'm John Moe. If I met you online and then met you in real life, would you be the same person? Is your behavior and your appearance identical in the physical and digital world? Dr. Elias Abujadeh doubts it. He's a psychiatrist at Stanford University Medical Center, runs the Obsessive Compulsive Disorder Clinic there, and he's author of the new book, Virtually You, The Dangerous Powers of the E-Personality. Abujadeh says we all have E-personalities, selves we portray online. They tend to be more impulsive, angrier, and dangerous.
What's happening is that they don't simply disappear when we log off at the end of the day and turn our browsers off. Instead, they seep into real life, so that what ends up happening is that we end up acting and behaving like our avatar even when there's no browser in sight.
And you're a psychiatrist. Is the e-personality a pathological one? I mean, or is it our id? Is it our base nature?
I think it's a shortcut to some instincts that we have that over the course of civilization and with the forces of religion and culture, we have tried to control, and now they have found a shortcut to resurface again, and the internet has just been a wonderful outlet for them.
So then what is it about the internet that strips away the forces that suppressed this inner nature?
Well, certainly anonymity is one factor, but anonymity is not the only answer. Other things about the internet experience also cause us to be disinhibited, such as a lack of any sense of true hierarchy online. If you're a child communicating with your parent or a student communicating with your teacher, there isn't the usual hierarchy that would separate these individuals. Instead, everyone is equal and equal to the speed of their DSL connection. And this lack of any sense of hierarchy makes it easier for the norms and the social contract that we normally live within to simply melt away.
But is that a cause or a symptom, that lack of hierarchy? Isn't that what's happening in society in general?
I think it is happening in society, but I argue it's happening in society because it's starting online and then it's being imported into the social offline setting. There was a lot of talk about uncivility after the Arizona tragedy, but no one seems to have brought up the fact that maybe we are becoming so uncivil because we spend 8 or 9 hours a day being angry on our blogs and social networks.
So were the Arizona shootings a result of the internet?
I don't want to go there, but I would say that the climate that it happened within can very well be an indirect effect of the internet. I think if you go back to a couple of summers ago when the healthcare debate was being talked about in town hall meetings across the country and people would show up with swastikas and clubs and t-shirts that said proud member of the mob, it all looked so surreal, like something we've seen before but not necessarily offline. And what it was basically a YouTube video being lived out in real life.
Dr. Abujadeh talks about how the e-personality relates to the recession. That's at MarketplaceTech.org. Other stories we're following online. HP rolled out 3 gadgets Wednesday, a tablet computer called the Touchpad, a tiny credit card-sized phone called the Veer, and the Pre 3, a big phone with a big screen and keyboard. Amazon says we'll have a version of Kindle for that Touchpad. These days, if you hold any object up, Amazon will announce they have a version of Kindle for it. Tablet, computer, toaster, old shoe, doesn't matter. One of the best games in the world is now available on iPhone. But it's not meant to be a game. It's Google Translate. Speak into your phone in one language, it translates out loud to another. And it's fun because it's pretty bad at translation. I tried Pouvez-vous me donner les indications? Can you give me directions? It returned
Gray's Anatomy Indications.
Gray's Anatomy Indications. I don't think that would help me in France. Next, I tried the French for I am late for my train, translated to
I am happy tree painting.
Finally, I tried the French for I don't understand technology. It came back with
Mac Games Encounter with Barbecue.
Mac Games Encounter with Barbecue. This app could change how we communicate globally. Someday, after it gets better at translating. This is Marketplace Tech Report. Je suis John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.